Surprise! I know you're probably shocked to be hearing from me on today on a big Monday, but March is my birth month and this is my birth week. And so I wanted to kick off this week with an episode so I could connect with you and let you know what's going on this week, but also to really encourage you. And I have something special that you're not going to want to miss today. So join me right after this. Hey sis, welcome to Goodbye Heartbreak, Hello Healing. Are you hurt and confused after a recent breakup? Are you having thoughts like, I can't believe I'm here again. Why wasn't I enough for him? Or I'm never going to get married. Do you find yourself Googling how to get past the breakup or how to heal my broken heart? Do you start your morning feeling like you can finally breathe again only to fall apart when you see a picture of your ex on social media? Hey sis, I'm Candace. I too was a single Christian woman who was heartbroken but still desired marriage. I too had numerous failed relationships and wished the right man would come along. I wanted closure from past relationships, healing for my heart, and I wanted to feel joy in my life again. But the truth is, I had no idea where to start or how to make any of this happen. Until I found the secret, partnering with God to heal from heartbreak. In this podcast, you will find tips for moving on after breakups, growing your relationship with God, and preparing for future relationships so that you will heal your heart and be ready to move forward into the life you desire. So turn off those heartbreak songs and turn me up in those earbuds. It's time to heal, sis. Hey sis, and welcome back for another surprise episode. I have some exciting things for you this week because it is my birth week indeed. My birthday is March 20th, and I have 3 episodes for you this week because, listen, I love a good celebration and I want to invite you to celebrate with me. So hang out with me on the podcast this week. You're going to have some great episodes, and we're kicking it off today with a devotional, okay, with the devotion reading from my book. And speaking of the book, you guys, we are going to celebrate also with a sale, okay? The sale is starting today. It's the birthday bash. It's the $39 sale. And if you haven't guessed it, yes, your girl is 39, will be 39 in a couple of days. And so I decided to commemorate the occasion with the $39 sale. So you can get the paperback copy of my book this week by going to CandaceABattis.com/shop. And at checkout, use the coupon code BDAY39. Okay, that's BDAY39 at checkout to get my book for only $39. All right. And sis, you need this book in your life. If you have gone through a breakup, if you're still struggling through, you're trying to heal the hurt, grow your relationship with God, get back on track with yourself by finding your peace, your joy, your identity and strength. If you are looking to date again in the future, if you're looking to gain wisdom and also to find purpose from this season, you need this book because I'll be walking with you through each one of those things, each one of those areas for one whole year. So you do not want to miss the chance to get the book right now at this discounted price. Again, go to CandaceABattis.com/shop. Coupon code is BDAY39 at checkout. So I had picked a different devotion to read on today, but I decided to change it up just a little bit because I felt the Holy Spirit kind of tugging on me and saying, hey, we're talking about your birthday, so choose one that's kind of personal to you that kind of talks about, you know, what you were experienced specifically. And so the whole book really is about what I experienced, but it was something special that stood out to me because I get a lot of DMs, a lot of emails, and even when people are joining a Facebook group, what so many women say are that they want to be able to strengthen their relationship with God right now. They want to grow closer to God. They want to get to know him better. They want to hear his voice. They want to know his will. They just want to grow that relationship. And so that's what we're kind of going to talk about today. The devotion from today is coming from part 2 of the book, which is all about growing closer to God, okay? I have a bunch of devotions about that in the book. So if that is something you're interested in, again, make sure you get this book. So today I will be reading day 123 from my book, Goodbye Heartbreak, Hello Purpose, a 365-day devotional. And the title is Desire God, Go Deeper. The scripture reference is Psalms chapter 63, verse 1, New International Version. And it reads, You, God, are my God. Earnestly I seek you. I thirst for you. My whole being longs for you in a dry and parched land where there is no water. God desires a deep relationship and closeness with us, and sometimes he has to call us to him through troubling times. Sometimes he has to remind us that we need him. When my heart was broken, I ran into God's open arms because I knew no one else could heal me. I tried fixing the situation myself, and I could not. But once I was in his arms, it was his love and peace that kept me there. I got to experience what closeness with the Father felt like, and it felt amazing. I didn't want to let it go. It was so amazing that I began to thirst for God, to long for him. I learned and loved today's scripture during that time because it described what I felt. I believe I thirsted for God so much because my life had been like a dry and parched land with no water. Because I thirsted so much for God, I sought him every day and found him, and I heard from him and experienced him like I never had in my life. I had a true, deep longing and desire for God. I not only wanted his hand, but I wanted his heart. Where are you in your relationship with God? Look at what you went through. God is calling you back to him, or maybe he's calling you for the first time. Don't be afraid of the calling. Don't be afraid of longing for God. It's a great thing. Instead of thirsting for a relationship, a partner, or a spouse, you thirst for the one who is able to fill you and quench your thirst. God is the only one who will never leave you nor forsake you. Deuteronomy 31 and 8. Don't stay at the surface level with your relationship with God. Go deeper. After God mends your broken heart, you go deeper by looking at what he did and truly appreciating him for it. You go deeper by remaining in communication with God. You go deeper by reading his word and finding out more about his character and who he really is. As you go deeper, you begin to desire God's heart more than you desire his hand, meaning you want the blesser more than the blessing. No matter where you are in your relationship with God, you can always go deeper. Declare, God is calling me into a deeper relationship with him. I answer the call with a great desire for him. I long for God. He is the only one who can fill my voids and quench my thirst. So sis, I hope that you enjoyed this devotion reading, and I hope that you found some encouragement in it. Like I said, so many of you have reached out to me and saying that this is a prominent thing that you want during this season. So go for it. Go deeper in God, okay? Thirst for him, long for him, chase after him instead of chasing after the man, okay? And sis, again, if you enjoyed this devotion, you will definitely enjoy my book, Goodbye Heartbreak, Hello Purpose, a 365-day devotional. Again, we have the $39 sale going on for my birthday, so go ahead. It's the perfect time to get the book. Go to CandiceABaddies.com/shop and use the coupon code BDAY39 at checkout. I love you so much, sis, and I will talk to you again really soon. All right, bye. Hey, sis, listen, if you've been blessed, changed, or inspired by this podcast in any way, please subscribe to the podcast and leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. This is the number one way that you can thank me and show support for the show. Also, if this podcast blessed you, don't keep it to yourself. Do a quick share and bless someone else. Please know I am so grateful for each and every one of you, and I would love to hear from you. Come connect with me and other like-minded individuals in my Facebook group called Christian Women Overcoming Heartbreak and Finding Purpose. I can't wait to meet you back here really soon. Until then, remember to love the life you have while you're making it better. Love you, sis.